Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh, the catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Herb Skor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Herb Skor. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sievers strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carey strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Daly settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Daly. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Daly reaches second base with a double. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Ned Garver. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Al Worthington now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Daly moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seavers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing second base. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaborn bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Al Smith now playing left field. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hall pinch runs for Pete Daly. Danny Kravitz pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields the ball and throws to Worthington covering. Safe. Hall moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Averill fields it and throws to third for the out. Kravitz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Kravitz moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kravitz scores. Hamlin scores. Tuttle moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.